Upon reaching home, Galileo put his theory to test. And so, in the swinging of an oil lamp, he discovered his important principle, the law of motion, which is applied today in the measurement of time, the eclipses of the sun, and the movement of the stars. It wasn't long before his professors found out about his secret studies and experiments and expressed their disapproval in no uncertain terms. It was considered wrong for a student to think for himself because all scientific problems, they declared, had all been settled by Aristotle. If a student was bold enough to say anything different, his professor would settle the argument with a quotation from Aristotle. "The master has spoken," and that was that. But Galileo went so far as to follow up his criticism with experiments of his own. This was going too far. For the good of the university, as well as the good of his own soul, they had to curb this recklessness. They notified Galileo's father of his misdoings, and the old man begged his son to settle down and obey his professors. But the plea fell on deaf ears. Galileo had dedicated his life to the examination of nature and the pursuit of scientific truths. There could be no turning back now.